So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show. I'm so excited because there's a dancer in the house today and I loved dancing when I was a kid and you know, I have kind of lost my dancer self, so I believe she will wake that up without even trying. So Kalpana Raghuraman is an internationally acclaimed performer, choreographer, dance mentor, and scholar. She's also an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. She's known for sharpness, clarity, humor, and warmth. And I'm going to add beauty just because I can. So welcome, Kalpana.
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, right. How much fun can we have in 8 minutes? I'm so excited.
I wonder.
I know. Turn it up. So you know what though? 8 minutes on a show, like how much can happen in 8 minutes on a show, right?
Oh, a lot. Like so much can happen.
Exactly, right? Totally. Tell me when you knew that you would dance, or tell me what kind of turned that on for you.
Well, I was raised in a very, let's say, dancing home because my mom was a dancer and she was one of the first persons in the Netherlands to start her own Indian dance school. So there was always music and dance in her house. And I used to just watch her teach, watch her perform, watch her travel with her to India to learn from her teacher. So dance was just something I just did. I learned it. I think I learned a lot just by watching. I can't even remember a lot of the things, how I learned it. So it's really imbibed in my system very organically. Moment that I really chose the dance, I really remember the exact movement I was doing. It was like total, like, oh my God. Because I was always dancing and I enjoyed it. And I chose a lot of, let's say, pioneering stuff in the Netherlands. I'm the first person who went professional, like full-time into Indian dance, classical, and et cetera, et cetera. But I remember there was this moment, because we also often get caught up in, oh, I need a real job and blah, 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 blah. And I also and all the stories of this reality. And I also studied anthropology. So I was also doing all kinds of stuff on the side. And there was this moment that I was rehearsing for a tour with this amazing group of musicians who had all come over from London to like accompany me. And there was this moment in the rehearsal, it was like, I would say the first, like in 3 minutes into the rehearsal, that I was doing this movement. It's crazy that I still remember the movement and everything about it. And I felt my whole body was so turned on. Everything was so alive. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do. I don't need to look for anything outside of myself. I don't need to justify. I don't need to let it go or give it up or make it smaller to match somebody's idea of what a job looks like. And that moment really was amazing and transformed so much. It was just really magical.
There's an instant there that you kind of glossed over without trying on that whole self-talk between real job and then doing just what I fully flippin' love, could not not do, like that I live to do. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you would build that up, and if you were working on that in yourself, like if you're working with people who were, whether it be dance or writing or photography or, you know, massage therapy, what is it that you believe could help them make that shift into that bigger choice?
That's a great question. And I mean, I think that it happens for a lot of jobs which don't match this very ordered reality of business and work and how you create money and how you create your future. And I have had a lot of moments when I started that people ask me, what are you doing? And I'd say dancing. And they're like, okay, and then what do you do for a real job? And it was so shocking. And at the same time, I'd be like, oh my God, I work like crazy in the studio. And, oh, what are you talking about? And it used to frustrate me. But what I realized is like, it doesn't matter, because who cares if people get it, what you're doing?
Right.
This is your life. Right. Are you creating and doing what turns you on? Do you wake up because you can't wait to wake up and get out of bed and move your body or do whatever that is, right?
Oh my gosh.
Building or like exactly. Be an engineer. And it. And for me, that was it was a path. That was a voyage in first going into reaction and going like getting upset and moments of doubt, basically, because you buy people's point of view, which were very small, but they were still there. But there was always this tenacity of knowing, this turns me on, and I have this to bring. And if everybody would be doing what you're supposed to do, the world would be really boring.
You know, I can still recall getting out of college, and I was a writer. Like, I just wrote. Like, that's who I've always written. It's so, yeah. It's just something that shows up for me as one of the things that's part of me. And I can remember all the engineers. I went to University of California, and I can, and what else are you going to do? Exactly. And I go, oh no, I'm going to write for a living. And they went, huh. And everybody, but that was like 30 years ago. And, you know, it served me so well to stay true. I don't know that I could, I don't even know what my life would be like if I hadn't chosen just to honor that. And let's just send both of our energy to the entire audience now to sanction those dreams you have inside of you, those places where you know you're knowing. Let's just invite people into that and just allow that consciousness to grow. I love it. I'm so glad you came today. It's so beautiful. I need to ask you, though, if it's going to kill me if I don't ask you about the book you're working on. So this book is about to come out, I think, hopefully in hands at this point, maybe even. Tell us a little bit about the book.
So it's a compilation of different people's experience with dance and movement and the Access Consciousness tools. And my chapter is about my journey, how Access Consciousness tools have really allowed me to step into that space that I always had, and that energy that you were talking about that you just know, and expand that more and bring it to the world in very different ways, where for me, movement, on one hand, becomes much more joy-filled, because there's a lot of judgment. If you talk and work with dancers, they're so much... the way of learning dance and being perfect is all very much judgment based, and really using the Access Consciousness tools has really changed people's lives that I work with, where they start to dance and perform from the space of their talents and not from the judgments of this reality of what
dance
is. Oh my
gosh. Well, we're going to include the book on your page, and I'm so glad you could come today. Seemed like it went by in about 30 seconds. That's how exciting it was. How can we reach you, Kalpana? How can we reach you if we'd like to work with you more?
You can reach me on my website, which is my beautiful and long name, kalpanaranghuraman.com. I hope you will add it so people are like, what?
Yeah, we will.
But that's the easiest way to find me, because I tour with my dance company. I facilitate classes. I do a lot of sessions online, and I love to play whoever wishes to expand their life, their business, their joy, and
beautiful,
and share that with the world.
You're so inspirational. I'm going to include some of your beautiful photographs on the page too.
Thank you, Erica, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.